Gauteng Premier David Makhura is presenting his end-of-year report to a virtual sitting of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. His report is focusing on how the provincial government is accelerating the implementation of its programs. We know that the COVID-19 pandemic derailed many of these programs that were announced in February during the State of the Province address. And with the easing of the lockdown restrictions, government now able to focus on that implementation. EWN reporter Mia Lindeke is watching that for us, joining us now. Mia, thanks for joining us here on the Midday Report. So firstly, David Makhura has been speaking about the pandemic, its derailing of government's programs, and about COVID in general. What has he been saying?
That's right, Mandy. So Premier David Makhura, he stressed the fact that government's mandate has not changed. What he said in the State of the Province address in February, it still stands. But COVID has, in a way, exposed the urgent need for modernization, how government operates. And we all know that the pandemic is not going to go away anytime soon. So basically, how government has to reposition itself to make sure that it actually can deliver on those objectives. But, you know, he says that he actually acknowledged that there is a bigger crisis, the fact that not everyone has access to internet. And this is an extent, you know, created a larger problem and what government needs to do to fast track that. But he says that the main message is that Gauteng can't lose hope. It's now there's a greater need to tackle this crisis with greater effort. But just to focus on a few of the points that he mentioned, you know, it's, for instance, on education. He says that schooling programs have obviously been disrupted significantly, the building of the infrastructure, which is very crucial. But in a way, COVID has also fast-tracked some of those plans to deliver clean sanitation, for instance. And there was a lot of pressure to cancel the entire academic year, but he's glad that they pushed through and there's now a better system in place for other learners coming in next year and so forth. On crime, he says that policing has in fact increased. There are now 55 high-performance vehicles being delivered to the police. He says that's going to obviously improve their visibility and response targets. On hospitals, we obviously know with the COVID that some of these projects have in fact been fast-tracked. Programs that they aim to conclude in 5 years, Mandy, they have now concluded it in 6 months. It shows that it can be done. And all of these programs have now been fast-tracked. But he also mentioned, Mandy, that we are not out of this pandemic and we need to adjust to it because the infection rate can increase and we need to learn how to adjust our programs and not to use COVID as a reason not to implement these programs.
Has Makhura said anything about corruption and clean governance, the PPE scandal in Gauteng? We still have an acting health MEC at the moment.
That's right. He closed off his nearly two-hour address this afternoon, promising the residents that the province will deal decisively with those found guilty of PPE tender corruption. We know that he is going to make an announcement. He said a permanent replacement of the health MEC post next week. But he says that, you know, the pandemic has basically exposed the dysfunctionality of the department. Sorry, the scandal. And he's quite concerned about that, but also broader speaking, Mandy, on corruption. He says there are signs that the province is regressing in clean governance, and we know that that's one of the top priorities of this specific administration. The forensic audit unit in this province has been finalizing 73 probes, and 66 cases have now been referred to law enforcement agencies for criminal prosecution.
Sure. Lindeke, thank you so much for that wrap. David Makhura, the Premier of Gauteng, he's been speaking. He's been presenting his end-of-year report to a virtual sitting of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature.